voice of reason, the voice of common sense. America's voice is Steve Gruber.
All right, well, as all the impeachment chaos continues behind closed doors in secret, and apparently they want to have a vote up and down before Thanksgiving, does Nancy Pelosi. They only have 27 days left on the calendar, apparently. Not many days left, but that's where they want to go. USMCA, it'll never get in there. Is it critical? Of course it is. It's critical to this country, to trade deals, to make sure farmers are doing well, to take down barriers between the United States and Canada, the United States and Mexico, all of it. Is it going to happen? Of course not. Joining me now, Jim Roberts, a research fellow for the Economic Freedom and Growth at the Heritage Foundation. Jim, welcome back to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
Good to have you here. So tell me, with 27 days left, and of course, the big news out of Washington overnight that Elijah Cummings has died, that will slow things down as well. And, I mean, are we ever going to get to any legislation, or is it just going to be all impeachment all the time?
Yeah, I totally agree with you about this charade that they're doing, which is not like any impeachment that's ever been done. It's unfortunate that impeachment is increasingly being used by both parties and is meant for only extreme problems. But in any case, the Democrats are doing it like the Spanish Inquisition. Behind closed doors, they get testimony. They leak what they think will damage the president. The Republicans have no rights in this whole process. So it's pretty shameful. But I think... Well, it all comes down to Nancy Pelosi. So she has to decide. First of all, she's been reluctant to actually kick off an official impeachment that then would empower Republicans to call witnesses and subpoena people.
Right. We don't want a fair playing field. We want to make sure we can get out only the points that we want to give to the American public, piece by piece, slow feed them. This is terrible for the Republic. It really is terrible. If you're going to have an impeachment hearing, have one. Put the facts on the table. And tell us why you think that there should be an impeachment. This is a crooked game that is rigged. No question. Go on.
Yeah, and everybody knows that the Senate will go. It'll go nowhere in the Senate. The main goal is to just damage the president. And I think also by the leftists and Democratic Party, it's meant to knock Biden out, which it
did
well
that.
Do.
It already did that. Joe Biden's presidential aspirations are dead. He may not realize it, but that's over. But my question is this. I'm reading these headlines where they hope to have, a trial by Thanksgiving, a trial in the Senate by Thanksgiving. Well, at that point, then, you're going to have to take a vote. All of the evidence is going to have to be made public at some point, right? I mean, it's all going to have to be out there. And
yeah.
So why not just take the formal vote now? What I mean, it's bizarre. And then I don't understand, and maybe you can help me, Jim. If Trump is removed, let's say something, maybe there's an earth-shattering revelation of some sort, and Trump is removed, then you have President Mike Pence, and Mike Pence is still a far better choice than voting for a socialist or a communist. I don't understand the strategy. Go ahead.
Well, the strategy is that they know he won't be removed, and even if Pence became president, then they would go after him and impeach him too. But and they've already said that's their plan, but... mainly, the problem for Pelosi is there are vulnerable Democrats in House districts that are very purple, and the people there are getting angry that the Congress has wasted so much time instead of solving problems like infrastructure and other pressing problems. They have just done politics 24/7, Trump hatred 24/7 for 2 years almost. So. But the main thing is Pelosi then knows that people are angry that there's been nothing really done by this Congress. So I'm sure she's being pressured to think, well, maybe we should pass MCA, USMCA, because then we could at least show that we could chew gum and walk at the same time. And then she lets her left wing of her party, indulge in this impeachment theatrics. But she also
indulge. I think that's a good
people.
I think that's a good way to put it. They indulge in it. I think that's right. They submerge themselves in this fantasy that somehow we're going to remove him. We don't like him. And we've got him now. First it was this, and then it was that, and then it was Mueller, and then it was something else. And now we got him talking to the Ukrainian president. And so what? Talking to the Ukrainian president. So
well,
what?
It's just that they have tried, since the inauguration, the other side has tried to remove him and reverse the decision made by voters of the United States. That's what it comes down to. By technicalities and legal means, but because they're afraid that he's going to be reelected, because all the except for Biden, the rest of the Democrats in the primary are to the far left, and we've got a strong economy.
Well, the biggest nightmare, and tell me if I'm right about this, Jim Roberts from Heritage Foundation here with us. Tell me if I'm right about it. The biggest nightmare for Democrats. I mean, they're heartbroken today, as Americans will be, over the death of Elijah Cummings. That's terrible. Their real nightmare is they wake up and see an obituary for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. That's their real concern, isn't it?
That's right. That's really what this game is about in the end. That's why Mitch McConnell has been so smart to prioritize the federal judges, to try to shift the courts back to kind of sanity in the United States. That they've been captive by the left, just like U.S. universities and Hollywood and lots of, and even big woke corporations. And so people want to rebalance the whole system. And so and the fight over the Supreme Court is obviously the biggest.
And so when you look at what William Barr said recently about the marshaling of resources from the Democrat Party in academia, in Hollywood, all trying to tear down what America is, I'm paraphrasing a bit. Mm-hmm. You would agree with that then?
I would. I mean, I'm old enough to have lived through having grown up in a totally different United States. Really, since the 60s, when the far-left activists on the campuses decided that they were going to dedicate their lives to, you know, as Obama would say, transform the United States. So,
well, he did. He did. He certainly did that. All right, yeah. So as far as getting anything done, I don't know if there's 27 days, 26 days, not many days left in this session, and then it's over. Let me ask you this, Jim. Do you really think that they can get up and down on an impeachment deal before there? Is there enough time? I mean, they're running witnesses secretly through the back room as fast as they can, trying to get something. Sondland's up today, I believe. Can they get something done? And then how do they craft articles of impeachment? Do that in the dark? Because the whistleblower is apparently not going to testify at all. The second whistleblower doesn't even exist, apparently. There's no credibility to the first whistleblower giving secondhand information. We call that gossip where I come from. And the list just goes on and on about how this has been done. Schiff goes out and lies. Schiff says, now, by the way, we don't even need a quid pro quo. We don't? I thought that was everything. But he comes out and says, we don't even need a quid pro quo. Of course not. You can do your dirty secret backroom deals, right?
You know, this is really an attack on the whole rule of law in the United States in one sense. But, I mean, the impeachment of Nixon took about a year or more. The impeachment of Clinton took months and months. And that was done by traditional, you know, upfront and transparent means. But meanwhile, whether or not impeachment happens this fall, Pelosi still does have a chance to approve the USMCA. And, you know, the USMCA is like, what is it, $3 billion a day in trade between the three countries. It's hugely important to the auto sector in Michigan, as you know.
It is.
But also to other manufacturers, to farmers. It'll update the old NAFTA into the digital age. It helps small business. It helps the U.S. service economy. And many, many Democrats who are not far left in the House know they would really like to get that approved. And so that's really what it comes down to, I think. And so I hope that can be done, whether impeachment goes through or not.
Got to leave it right there. Jim Roberts, very well done from the Heritage Foundation. Greatly appreciate your time today, Jim.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
The Steve Gerber Show back after this.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy. They do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.
So, you're finally ready to lose weight. Maybe it's so you won't need medication for diabetes, blood pressure, or high cholesterol. Or maybe it's just to look and feel better. Whatever your reason, MyPureHealthSolutions.com can help. MyPureHealthSolutions.com will customize a weight loss program designed specifically to tackle the hormonal imbalances that cause you to be overweight. It's a program that can be done anywhere, on any schedule. Learn more today at MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.